Judge Conklin,
I'm present.
Miss Fleming informed us she'd be absent today. Judge Bradshaw,
And he sent me an email 15 minutes ago saying he was in my situation. He'll be just a few minutes late.
great, thank you. Judge Clark, Judge Amity,
Present, thanks.
you. Judge Gabe,
Yes, I'm here.
thank you. Judge Getty. Judge Jessner. Judge Kamakarian. Judge Kelly.
Here.
Thank you. Judge Reinhardt informed us he'd be absent today. Judge Rogan informed us she'd be absent today. Judge Sandhu.
Present.
Thank you. Miss Cameron.
Here.
Mr. Finke,
Here.
Mr. Harrigan, Mr. Landry informed us he'd be absent today. Mr. Parker, think I assume. Mr. Parker, I see you, I just don't hear you. I'll mark you as absent.
He's
Perfect.
raising his hand. He's raising his hand, so I'll count him here. I
I'll
see
mark you
him.
as present. Thank you so much. Mr. Riley.
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Roddy. Mr. Rule.
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Slayton informed us he'd be absent today. Ms. Turner.
Present.
Thank you. Mr. Yamasaki.
Yes, good afternoon, President.
Thank you. Our advisory member, Mr. Theodorovich.
Yeah. Good
Thank
afternoon,
you.
everyone.
A liaison member, Judge Awani. Okay, and I show Judge Kamakarian joined us.
Hello.
Thank you.
Great. And we are waiting for others to join, but I show that we do have a quorum, correct, Rose?
Correct.
All right, very good. With that, I'll move for the approval of the minutes of our most recent meeting, which was just 2 weeks ago on August 11th. You have those minutes. Is there a motion to approve?
Turner moves to approve.
I see Kim Turner moves to approve. I heard a second. Who was that?
Rule.
It's moved and seconded at the minutes
Present.
from the August 11th meeting be approved. Any opposition to that? Hearing and seeing none, those minutes are approved. I remind you all that we do now have a methodology to allow for both for remote public comment, but it's my understanding, Rose, there is no written or remote comment. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, no public comment for today's meeting, which allows us to get right to the discussion items. We have one action item for today, folks, and one advisory item for today. The action item, it deals with the fiscal year 25-26 Trial Court Trust Fund increase to the Sergeant Shriver Civil Counsel Program. This is going to be presented by Ms. Melanie Snyder, the supervising attorney for the Judicial Counsel Center for Families, Children, and the Courts. This is to consider essentially a supplement to that allocation. So this is an increase to the 25-26 allocation of $1.4 million. If it approved, this will have the total allocation, as about to be explained, of $19.6 million. The Revenue and Expenditure Committee has already considered this. They took prompt action to approve recommendation to our committee, which obviously we need to take care of. I'm going to turn it over to Melanie to actually clarify what's going on here. Melanie?
Thank you so much, Judge Conklin. You certainly got everything that you said was absolutely perfectly right. So
Thanks.
it's true. The Revenue and Expense Subcommittee recommends an increase to the approved fiscal year 25-26 TCTF allocation for the Sergeant Shriver Civil Counsel Implementation Program of $1.4 million, which results in a total program allocation of $19.6 million for the current year. This amount would be allocated and distributed to current interested Shriver projects on a pro rata basis according to the award amounts for 2023 to the 2026 grants for the 25-26 cycle. This increase is needed because there have been funding cuts to federally to the legal services programs, and also because we have had wildfires and other disasters in our state that are increasing the demand for legal services. So a little bit unusual that we're asking for a mid-cycle augmentation, but the need is definitely there. So some background. Oh, I wanted to clear to tell you one more fact, and that is of the 14 existing Shriver projects, 12 submitted proposals for their full pro rata amount, one submitted a proposal for less than its share, and one project declined. A little few background notes for the committee is that on April 12th, 2024, the Shriver Committee approved an application process for the recommendation to the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee to allocate and distribute up to $5 million in program reserves to current Shriver projects. Funding was offered to grant recipients based on the pro rata awards from the 2023-2026 grant cycle for expenditure during the fiscal year 24-25. And 25-26. Of that 5 million, a total of 3.6 million was requested by 11 programs. And then subsequently to that, we've had the cuts to the federal funding, and we had the wildfires in Los Angeles and other places and other disasters in our states. So requiring us to come back and ask for additional $1.4 million distribution. So that allocation of the 3.6 million was approved by this committee on October 4th, 2024. Also, it's important to note that Shriver funding is a little bit unusual in that unspent funds stay with the program by statutory mandate. If they're unspent, they go right back into the Shriver reserves. So we're asking for you to for your approval to bring this recommendation first to the Judicial Branch Budget Committee, and then upon their approval to the Judicial Council at its October meeting. And that concludes my presentation, and I ask if there are any questions.
Typically, excellent job, Melanie. Thank you so much. And folks, as I understand it, and if I'm wrong, I'm sure Melanie will correct me, these funds don't impact, these are not a draw from any other funds. These are existing Shriver funds that we're now seeking redistribution of. So this is not like we have to take from anywhere else. This is within the Shriver capsule, so to speak. We're just asking permission to distribute what was previously not allocated or distributed, pardon me.
That is correct. Thank you so much.
Any questions or concerns for Melanie about this recommendation? It's at page 8 of your materials. And if there are none, I would invite a motion.
Judge Clark, I'll make the motion to approve the recommendation. And Rose, I was a couple minutes late, but I'm obviously here now.
As is Kevin Harrigan. I'm not sure Kevin checked in. Kevin's here too. I don't think there's anybody else that was late, but back to the matter at hand. It's been moved. Is there a second to Judge Clark's motion?
Ellen Terry, and I'll second it.
So moved and seconded at the recommendation at page 8 of your materials concerning Sergeant Shriver be approved. It's now open for discussion, just to make sure there's a chance for discussion if needed. And hearing none and considering what appears to be support for this, I'll simply ask, is there any either abstention or objection to the recommendation set forth at page 8? Hearing and seeing none, as the chair, I'll deem this unanimously approved. Melanie, thanks so much. Great job.
Thank you.
All right. So folks, for now we have one informational item before you. I think you're all familiar with this. This has to do with the funds held on behalf of. We actually do have a subcommittee that addresses funds held on behalf of. It's a hardworking subcommittee, but now we only meet once a year. I'm going to turn this over to Rose, but this, to generalize, these are those funds that have been pre-dedicated or allocated for projects that courts have that are now ongoing. And since, in fact, those many of these projects are exactly that, are ongoing, these courts ask to be able to hold those funds for that purpose. So this is different than any other accumulated funds that courts have. These are dedicated to specific projects. The paperwork on this is impressive and significant. And that's what means that The funds held on behalf of subcommittee only meets once a year now because, candidly, the work here is done by the courts and by staff to review all of these. And Rose is about to summarize all of that for us, and I turn it over to Rose. Rose?
Great. Thank you, Judge Conklin. Good afternoon. My name is Rose Lane, and I'm a senior analyst with Budget Services. So this informational report is to provide the committee with an overview of the Trial Court Trust Fund, funds held on behalf, annual expenditure reporting. It includes projects or planned expenditures not yet complete as of December 2024, and then also completed projects for fiscal year 23-24. The report begins on page 11 of your materials. The annual reporting requirement was established by the council in May of 2022 per the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee's recommendation, which changed the policy from reporting on a quarterly to an annual basis. So since the last annual report, the policy was revised and included implementation of a reimbursement model to properly structure the program. So that requested that funds are held in the Trial Court Trust Fund on behalf of the requesting courts and distributed to the courts for actual reported expenditures. Judicial Council staff worked with the participating trial courts to reconcile and transfer approved funds from the courts to be held in the Trial Court Trust Fund. And as a result of this change, some of the projects were consolidated and internal project tracking numbers and descriptors for each of the approved projects may have been reassigned to streamline the tracking of expenditures and reimbursement payments under this new model. So due to these changes, project reporting may be displayed slightly different from the annual report for fiscal year 23-24 than the prior year's report for fiscal year 22-23. So on page 14, Table B provides status on projects or planned expenditures not yet complete. There are 79 open projects totaling an approved amount of $54.5 million. Further details for these open projects are included in Attachment 2A. And then on page 17, Table C provides completed projects in fiscal year 23-24. There are 27 projects totaling an approved amount of $6.9 million, and again with further detail for the closed projects included in Attachment 2B. So that concludes our high-level presentation for the informational report, and Budget Services is happy to take any questions you may have.
Rose, thank you. I do note that Judge Jessner has joined us. I don't think anybody else has joined in late, but let's get back to the matter at hand. Any questions for Rose about this informational update about funds held on behalf of? Any thoughts, concerns at all? Rose, I think that's reflective of the great job that you just did and of Budget Services work on all these materials and again, the trial courts and all their work they put in. So it looks like you have completed your task, Rose. Thanks so much. But I want to make sure, is anybody, did I miss a hand or miss hearing a voice? Okay. I hope you folks don't mind. We're 13 minutes into a 1 hour meeting. Just a quick note. So our next meeting, and again, we just met 2 weeks ago. So if anybody is listening into this meeting from the public side, you're welcome. We appreciate you listening in, but don't think we didn't have a lot of work to do. It's just for this meeting is sort of, we're just closing some loops. As all of you know, we all cycle into and out of these committees, almost always for the reason of addressing, making sure that all courts are appropriately represented. So we have small, medium, large, all those courts, and we want to make sure that the TICBAC membership is reflective of that and everybody's a chance to be served. What I'm getting at is Judges Gabe, Getty, and Reinhart are circulating off of TICBAC as of September 14th, as is Mr. Brandon Riley. It's just been a joy to have you all here. Judge Gabe is two floors below me. So she unfortunately hears about all this before you do, because it's like, I need an ear to listen to, and she's a good one. So as are all of you, I truly appreciate all the work you put in on this committee. Again, cycling on, cycling off. I hope you all have a chance to cycle back onto this in the future. My time is coming closer to the end than the beginning as well. So that being said, we do appreciate the work all four of you have put in. Thanks so much. When we meet again next, I'll welcome new members to the group as they cycle on. But anything anybody wants to add? It's now 15 minutes into a 1 hour meeting. And I usually close this meeting by saying a certain phrase, but I've kept track. And when I say that certain phrase, things don't go so well as as David might articulate over the past weekend. So I'm just gonna sit quiet.
Please chime in.
So I have a question. How do we account for this on our time study?
This is committee work, so it's it's right down there. It's non-criminal work, right at the bottom, and it does say committee work. And this was allotted for an hour, so I'm sure you all thought about it. So I think an hour would be an appropriate time to put in, but I'm just saying. But all, and David, since you brought that up, and we have so much time, you guys all know how important this study is. I mean, and if you have a chance to reflect that to all of your staff, these are our numbers, and mm-hmm. if folks don't take it seriously, our numbers don't reflect the hard work that we do. So, the work that you do on this committee should be reflected. Thanks for mentioning that, David. Anything else, folks? Okay, I noticed that Mike Roddy's not with us, so he's probably too busy celebrating as well. But anyways, good to see your smiles. Thanks all for your help. And when do we next meet, Rose?
Our next meeting is set for October 29th.
Yeah, we extended that a little bit candidly because I won't be available when it was originally scheduled. So it's October 29th, but there's work to do between now and then. So you'll continue to hear from us, folks. All right. Wherever you are, stay cool. And may the best team prevail. All right. Take care, everybody. Thanks again. Bye-bye.